Hey everyone, and welcome to But That's Just My Opinion, the podcast hosted by me, Matt Lantrip, where I interview people about any opinion they have on any topic of their choice. This week on the podcast, we got a good friend of mine, Tim Incavo, and he's coming on to talk about fantasy sports. We talk about fantasy baseball, football, and basketball mainly. We don't really play any other fantasy sports outside of that, but I know there are so many out there, pretty much for any sport nowadays. And we talk about why we first got into it and why we enjoy doing it and why, you know, every year we take part in it and have a lot of fun with it. And anyone who plays, I'm sure, can relate. And if you don't play, hopefully this is a good starting point for you to jump in next season, or for any sport you like, just want to jump in on one, go ahead and start doing it. It's fun. Join anytime and, you know, just enjoy yourself. That's pretty much the message of this episode, but you can listen to how we play and hopefully get a little strategy. Not very much. It's more of a general overview, but hopefully you still enjoy the conversation. So, my opinion this week, before we jump into the interview, you'll kind of hear us talk about it a little bit in the interview. We talk about prioritizing things in life, and that's my opinion this week. Just, you got to make sure you prioritize things. Certain things are not as big of a deal as you think they are, or you might try to just do everything all at once. It's not going to work out. I've had times where, you know, I thought I could do everything all at once or get everything done in a certain amount of time, and you can't. And sometimes you just have to realize that, and you have to prioritize what you actually need to do. You have to prioritize what's actually most important, and some things aren't as important. It's all about just understanding what's really going to make your life better and what's going to help it out and what's actually more important in the long term. So make sure that you fully understand what's going on around you and prioritize based on what's going to be best for you. All right, let's get into the interview with Tim, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I mean, I care a little bit.
I doubt like anybody started off with the best equipment, though, you know?
Oh, no, I'm not saying I have the best equipment, but I'd also like for the...
I mean, eventually you'll get there.
I would not like a hiss to come in and out every time I'm doing one of these.
Well, our conditioning is pretty modern here. It's the best part about this place.
The central air.
Yeah, because the last place didn't even work.
Oh, jeez. I mean, central air in L.A., when I was looking for apartments, it was... Trying to find central air was kind of hard.
Yeah.
Like, central air can raise the rent of something so much.
Oh, my God.
And we got lucky that we found central air and cheaper rent for L.A.
We got to get out of L.A. Well... I mean, for you, maybe that's where you're...
Yeah. I work in television, so yeah. I'd like to stay here a little bit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to... We're recording this at 9 a.m. on a Sunday, and I'm still drinking my coffee. So I'm going to probably screw up a few words. But welcome to the podcast. I got a good friend of mine, Tim Incavo, here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Tim was gracious enough to wake up early on a weekend when we both work 50-hour weeks and have crazy 12-hour days. So I appreciate it.
Of course. It's not my favorite thing to work 50 hours and then wake up at night. But for you, Matt, anything.
Aww. This is why you are one of my groomsmen.
Oh, stop it.
And thank you so much for the donuts. So I'll be eating during this. Well, today we're talking about fantasy sports. Tim and I have been playing in a fantasy football league together for 3 years now.
Yeah, going on 3 years, I believe.
Yeah, about that. I've been playing for about 4 or 5 myself.
Mm-hmm.
I personally only do football. I dabble in baseball. I tend to give up halfway through the season just because there's so many games. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah, fantasy football is kind of like the lazy man's fantasy sport. It's not like basketball where you got to check it every week, and same with baseball.
Baseball is every day.
Yeah. But with football, you know, it's all right. You have all week to think about your lineup, and then you set it right before the game, and then you're done. But yet, I feel like most people play fantasy football, you know?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
As I say with the donut in my mouth. Yeah. Definitely, I mean, towards the end of this podcast, because we have about 40 minutes to set our lineups, we will take a break and set our lineups.
Yeah. But
we can do that on here. We'll set our lineups on here.
Okay. Well, yeah, that sounds good.
For week two of the 2016 season, for anyone 3 years from now wondering, huh, why are they talking? Spencer Ware? What is he doing with that? Because Jamar Charles is out.
But
so, yeah.
What do you love about fantasy sports in general? Well, first go over the concept of fantasy sports for people who may kind of know or don't really play.
So, I mean, very generic rundown of fantasy sports is you draft a team much like, you know, any, you would in any other sport, and you get these players, and depending on their stats during a game, you get points, and they'll all add up based on what they do, and then you'll come out with a total, and you face off with somebody else, and every week you face someone else. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, a lot of people, when they see it, they think it's like a foreign language, but it's really just caveman stuff, and when we make it so much more than that, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it does come down to having to know the players.
Agreed. But as Ron put it, you know, we all do the same kind of research. We all see the same kind of thing. So it is, I want to say, part luck of the draw, but at the same time, you know, you do know the teams, you know the players, you know their schedules, and it's all, I mean, part luck, but also part knowledge, you know?
Luckily, there's experts out there to rank everything for us, too, so we don't have to do it ourselves.
Exactly.
I look at Matthew Berry's top 200 flex every single Wednesday. Yeah,
I think everybody does that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely dabbled with Matthew Berry. I mean, there's a couple. But when it comes to draft day, it's just, oh, no, like, okay, this guy's left. Sure, why not?
I mean, when you get into later rounds, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, what's fun about it is knowing. What I find fun about fantasy sports, personally, is that it doesn't... Yeah, I'm a huge 49ers fan when it comes to football. I'm a huge Giants fan when it comes to baseball. As I've talked about before, basketball, I fell off a long time ago. Other sports, don't know. Doesn't matter. It gets you to focus on more than just your team, and it makes every game fun. Instead of just watching it, you could have a stake in every single game, and it doesn't cost you anything, and it makes the game more enjoyable.
Yeah, agreed 100%. Because normally it doesn't cost you anything until you get like into leagues where it's like $100 per buy-in and stuff like that. But
well, we're at 50.
But agreed, it's fun, especially if you don't have anything to do on Sundays anyways. Because, I mean, for me, those are my days off. So it's nice to just sit down, relax.
Watch Red Zone and go.
And just, exactly, like you said, it's fun because you have a stake in every game. And normally, I actually didn't even care about football until I watched fantasy football. I think right around the same time I got into fantasy football is when the Cardinals were good the first time around with Kurt Warner. And that's really what drew me to the sport. It was like, oh, I could have these people, and sure, I'll just draft all the Cardinals. I feel like everyone does that their first league. They'll just draft all the people from their team.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jared, you still do that. It's fun to just, you know, throw on any game, and it made me like the sport more. And then, because I've always loved basketball. Basketball I've always watched, and I dabbled in fantasy, and it's hard. It's not for me. I don't think I'll do it again. I did it for 3 years, but also Cody and I talk about this a lot, is that I feel like I know way more about basketball, so I'm way more analytical. I'm just like, oh, like, that guy sucks, so they're not going to pass to him, so that guy on the bench will obviously score like 10 points a game. That doesn't happen at all, ever.
The thing that, oh, no, this should seem right. Nope.
No. So fantasy football is the way to go. I'm not saying I think I've learned a lot over the years, but that's what makes it fun, really. And for us, it's a way to stay connected, too. I mean, we have guys that, we used to all live within a block of each other.
Seriously.
And now we live in different cities. I think eventually we're going to have someone that lives out of state.
We do in one of the leagues.
We do, yeah.
We have a guy in New Mexico, oh, yeah. Austin.
Austin, that's right.
What's up, Austin? I think he listens.
We hope so. But
if not, I'll tag him.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, listen.
It's a way for us to stay connected, and we make a big thing out of it, out of draft day, out of getting the order, and it's just overall a pretty fun experience, I'd say.
There's definitely more community. I mean, Carly always was like, oh, you're doing your fantasy. For me, yeah, I mean, I do care because I like to trash talk and be like, oh, I'm beating you or whatever, you mm-hmm. know, like, oh, look what my team did to you. You're like a dumpster fire right now.
Yeah.
Or as my tight ends were last week, because I have Gary Barnage in 3 weeks. Josh McCown's back.
I have Kobe Fleener in every league.
Oh, okay, you might want to teach them the playbook. But I mean, for me, you know how busy I am. I work nights, 50 plus hours a week every week. It's hard for me to see you guys all the time, especially because I want to see my wife on the weekends because that's the only time she gets with me. So luckily, all our drafts were in one weekend this year. So I just got to see pretty much all my best friends in one weekend.
Yeah, and it was, I just think it was so funny how we decided the order of paper airplane throwing contest. And you'd think a paper airplane would
you
soar.
You decided to do that.
That, well, if, I don't want to point any fingers, but if the person who won the league decided the order, we wouldn't have to do it like that a week
before.
He said
just draw names from a hat.
Yeah, but I think we want a little more fun than that. I mean,
yeah.
Drawing names out of a hat. After, we just did a beer mile last year. How are we going to... I don't want to draw names out of a hat after that.
That's true.
But, I mean, for a paper airplane, you'd imagine that that thing would just soar. It's a paper airplane. And it's crazy.
No, it does not.
I forgot how crappy airplanes... Why did we did that in middle school? It's not fun. But like you said, it's a nice way to... like a sense of community... brings everyone together, and even after the draft, it, you know, like today, up until, you know, extenuating circumstances, we were going to watch the games together, and even then, like, some places are a revolving door, like, oh, we'll meet up here, mm-hmm. and we'll go watch this game together, or we'll go grab a bite to eat, and we'll watch the game together. So even beyond just having players, it's, I think it creates a sense of camaraderie between, you know,
oh, totally.
Friends.
And the fact that most of us are all fraternity brothers too, it's just another level deeper of like what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. And by extenuating circumstances, he means I was at an all-day concert, so my wife wants to see me this weekend, so I'm not going to watch the games with everybody.
Yeah. I believe that even then, it draws us more into sports. And even though everyone's got their hobby, and mine just happens to be sports, and I don't like being shamed for, like, oh, you like sports, like you're probably some jock nerd, like, it's like, no, like it's
I don't know anyone who gets shamed for liking sports.
There's, I mean, at where I work, there's a lot of people that don't watch sports, and I'll talk about, you know, oh, did you watch the game last night? And like, no, or like they'll like just listen to me, and I can tell they're just nodding their head and having no idea what I'm talking about, and then eventually they'll like make a joke about it, but I mean. In those sort of areas, obviously, like, no one gets, oh, you watch sports? You're a loser. Everyone hates you.
Nerd.
Go, yeah, get out of here, nerd.
We're reading comic books. Get out of here.
You don't want no part of this.
The funny thing is I think I've recommended comic books to most of the league.
Yeah. And it really just made me care a little more. I don't know if care is a good word because it's not anything. I mean, besides beyond fantasy and just watching my teams, I shouldn't care that much. It should just interest me, you know? I guess it does create part of this, like, you feel like you grow this bond to this player that you've never met in your life. Like, oh, like, I know Dante Moncrief. Like, we're homies. Catch this touchdown for me, dude. Like, yes. Like, he did that for me. It's because he wanted me to beat Mitch. Suck it, Mitch. Dante Moncrief and I, we beat you together. You know what I mean?
It's like all it reminds me is of that episode that it's the season finale of the first season of the league. And one of the guys is in a hot tub at a spa and Antonio Gates walks in, the tight end for the Chargers. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, "Holy crap, Antonio Gates. Nice to meet you, man. Do I got a word for you because you didn't catch that last catch. I lost my league." And then he gets punched in the eye.
Yeah. Like, and I'm curious, like, I've seen him brought up in, you know, the media and stuff, but I'm curious how often people, like, athletes get heckled for fantasy, you know, like,
a lot.
I'm sure someone yelled at that, like, AP, like, for that 1 year he got in, just like, wow, like, I drafted you in the first round. Like, this guy's got real life things going on.
Yeah.
He's having to rehabilitate a torn muscle, and someone yelling at him, losing $100.
He's trying to sidestep a lawsuit. Yeah.
He's losing millions of dollars by not playing. This guy's freaking out over $5.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could imagine how hard. I mean, we got celebrities and stuff who people, you know, try to model themselves after. I think hardcore fantasy sports players are probably way worse than, most people online about, like, if you don't do well.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some not safe for work comments. I mean, yeah. Made to each other. I mean, it's brutal trash talk. I mean, I'm traumatized. I'd leave a league. I had to go to therapy, and I didn't sleep for weeks. I didn't tell you this. I actually had a previous marriage, and I had to get a divorce because of it.
Because she was trash talking you too hard?
Not her. Like, my friends. Well, I thought they were my friends, but
turns out the guy I was playing in week three was sleeping with.
Yeah, right. So we don't talk about them anymore.
Came from. I was like, he's so specific. That got a little weird.
Yeah, that took a dark turn.
You started it. Normally, I'm the one who
debatable.
Starts it. So, what got you into fantasy basketball at first?
What's interesting to me is that it was very opposite of how I got drew into fantasy football, because I didn't like, I don't want to say I didn't like football. I didn't know about football. I mean, beyond like, oh, there's a lemon-shaped ball, there's a green field, and guys are running at each other. I didn't know anything, legitimately.
I don't think it's shaped like a lemon.
It's an oddly shaped brown lemon. Anyways.
It's like it's an overripe lemon.
And so the only reason I got into even starting interest into football is I was living in a suburb in the Bay Area, and everyone's a Niners fan.
And you moved from
Arizona.
OC, Arizona.
Yeah. So everyone there's a Niners fan. And just because I'm that guy, I'm like, no. I hate the Niners. I'm a Cardinals fan, dude.
From Arizona, bro. Never, you got to rep the home.
Never been to a Cardinals game. Never actually sat down and watched an entire Cardinals game. It's like, I'm a Cardinal fan. Like, Niners suck because we're in the same division.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, who's this guy over here just talking crap about the Niners? And I did it just because I wanted to be that
you
guy.
You rebel.
Yeah. And they ended up being that good that year. They went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, there you go.
And then they lost. But...
Hey, I
specifically
had a
remember
experience.
Not knowing anything about football, and this guy, who did I make a bet with? Just one of my friends. I was like, I'll bet you $20 the Cardinals win. He's like, I'll take that bet because now, looking back at that team, the Cardinals were terrible. They should never have been there in the first place. I'm not terrible, but... And
it was
they
a
won.
Very lucky season.
And then he's like, I'll double or nothing that they don't beat the Eagles. I was like, hell yeah, I'll do that. I didn't know. They should not have beaten the Eagles. They should have got killed by the Eagles. The Eagles almost won. This guy had to pay me like $60, which is nice. A lot when you're 17.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Mom.
Because of my stupid bet. And then after that, I was like, all right, like,
hey, I'm winning money.
I'll start watching football.
If I'm winning money,
and
yeah.
And then that same following season, I was like, oh, like fantasy football. I'm down. So whereas basketball, I knew basketball. I had watched it. I played it from a very young age. I knew a lot, and I actually didn't play fantasy basketball until roughly 5 years after I started fantasy football. And I didn't at the time I knew it existed. It just really didn't intrigue me because it's like, oh, like I really don't know. I mean, think of how long it took me to get into fantasy football.
Yeah.
I was like, I could rather just watch a Suns game, and that does it for me. I can watch any game actually, cause I'd really, really enjoy the sport. Sorry, I know that's like throwing holy water on a vampire for you. Like, you're like, oh, God, basketball.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm just kidding.
I used to watch it a lot.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. You have a classic Vlade Divac jersey, you
dude,
know?
in elementary school, I had a Vlade Divac Kings jersey because I was the awkward tall guy, and so was he. And I was like, that's my dude. Dude, him and Peja, I was just like,
that's
ah.
a legendary team. That's a
oh,
legendary
yeah.
team.
Yeah, and then Mike everyone baby. Left, and I was just like, I quit basketball.
Yeah, right? That's kind of how it goes. I think no one's still on that team. I think that they're still looking for
they got,
for a savior.
They got Booby.
Oh, yeah.
Boogie.
Yeah.
Sorry, Boogie.
I was like, Booby. Yeah, no, they have DeMarcus.
Booby's yeah. from football. That's
DeMarcus,
an old football.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Know him personally. You know, he flies me out to SAC. And,
oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, so I knew a lot about it. And it didn't really draw me in until I was more of a follower at this stage. And someone was like, hey, I'm doing fantasy basketball. Like, look at my team. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I was like, oh, it's like similar to football. Oh, there's more stats. Like, all right, like, I'll try it. And I didn't. And I waited. And it wasn't until I moved here and I had met, you guys, Peter and Hakimi and Austin. That was my first league. As you can tell,
Oh, really? That was the first time you played in one?
First time I'd ever done it.
Oh, wow.
And I started off really hot, and then I stopped. It's just like baseball. There's just so many games, and then I was going to school. I was working, and I just was... And I'm not a guy that's always on my phone. I really am not. And so it was hard for me. And I don't have a computer. So it's hard for me to, you know, pull it out and like, oh, I got to check who do I want to start, who's facing who. Because if I'm going to set a lineup, I'm going to try and set a lineup. I want to win.
Yeah.
And if I know I can't dedicate that time, it's like, why even bother?
Mm-hmm.
And the last year I was in two leagues. And I think that's it for me. It's just wasting $20 at this point to... Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe then just because, like I said, it creates that sense of community and camaraderie. And so a lot of those people that aren't in this league that are in that league, it's like it's a way to stay connected to them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know a lot of people that are trying to get into this league that, I mean, me and you are in two leagues together. But there's one league specifically that a bunch of people we've had be like, oh, dude, if the spots ever open up. Because they just see how much fun we have and, you know, how much of a good time we have all season.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say we definitely do more with this league than any other league.
Oh, yeah. And then I was even saying eventually I may only be in one or two leagues just because we're going to get older. We're going to have more responsibilities. And same thing. It's like, do I really want to dedicate this extra hour to fantasy football or do I want to spend time with, I don't know.
Your future children.
Well, if I have children, maybe.
Or don't want to spend,
don't want to spend this hour painting a mural because that's what I'm into now. I just
had flashbacks to the draft.
Oh God. But yeah, that's what I was actually telling a couple people that eventually I'll get to that. And the investment of time that I know eventually anytime you put into something is time you're not going to get back. And that's such like a deep saying for fantasy football. But it, you know what I mean?
It does tend, like, there are people who are so hardcore and it does consume a lot of their time. Like, me, the first few seasons, like, around, like, my third or fourth season, I was, like, really into it and I kind of had to back off a little bit. I was like, okay, spend a little too much time looking at this. I'll check it, like, maybe once a day, you know? Now, luckily, I work nights, so I have downtime at night, so I'm able to just check it then. So it doesn't really feel like it's interfering on anything.
Yeah.
So I got lucky with that, but that's not going to last forever.
Yeah.
So I have to know, okay, balance. Like I'm in four leagues right now, and I'll never go over that.
Yeah, I was in five last year.
I work with a guy who's in like nine.
Yeah, that guy is insane.
He his biggest thing in sports is fantasy football.
If he loves it so much, why doesn't he marry it?
Well, because he's married to someone else and has two kids.
And he's a cheater. Anyways.
Way to save yourself.
I almost said something else, but I remember there's, you know, this is PG. So.
Oh, it doesn't have to be.
Well, I try to keep it to be.
I appreciate it. I try to as well, but I don't want to censor anyone.
Yeah, I'm trying to swear less. Because, you know, someone sent me a meme the other day, and it was like 10 minutes into work, and I'm already using the word fuck like a comma. And it's like, this is you. I'm like, which happens when you work in restaurants, you know? It's,
oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously not to the people you're in the
back. There's a reason like, almost every movie coming out in the last 5 years about cooking is rated R.
Just the kitchen. It's insane stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for me, basketball personally, I'm not into the sport, so I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
Baseball, for me, when it comes to fantasy baseball, I definitely like watching baseball more than I do playing fantasy baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's just something about it. It's so tedious.
Yeah. I hate it. I'm going to be honest. I hate it so much. And it sucks because without fantasy baseball, we wouldn't have fantasy football. If I'm not mistaken, I believe fantasy baseball was the fantasy sport that started all.
I don't doubt it because, I mean, it's been around the longest.
Yeah, I believe it was George Washington. He had a draft in 1810. And
when baseball wasn't even alive.
Yeah, he took Billy the Slugger Jones. That was his name. Billy the Jones Slugger.
Billy the Jones Slugger.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to make a false story, you can at least keep it straight.
I did not make that up. That's on Wikipedia. It's a reliable source.
Changed by Tim and Cabo on Sunday at 12:15 p.m.
But that's why I appreciate it because without fantasy baseball, if my information is correct,
yeah,
If I find out I'm wrong, I'll write fantasy baseball off. I don't care. I hate it. But I appreciate it because I wouldn't have fantasy football without it. Maybe someone would have thought of it down the line. But
I mean, I'm sure it would have come up.
But I just can't. I mean, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can watch a baseball game.
I have the MLB.
Watch some baseball games.
I have MLB TV. I watch every single Giants game that I can.
Yeah, see, I try to, but even then, I like playing it. But just sitting there and finding out who your relief pitcher is going to be, and then you have a bench, and then you have a DL, and it's like, and then you got to check it every day because there's 162 games.
Yeah,
I can't even.
It's funny. I'm in a there's a Giants subreddit, mm-hmm. San Francisco Giants subreddit, and someone started a league for that subreddit. There's only 8 of us in it. I haven't checked it since about week 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fourth. I'm like 12 and 10. And
oh,
I
wow.
haven't checked it and adjusted my lineup for like 15 weeks.
Yeah. And that's how it goes. Because also, I mean, with any fantasy sport in general, you have to get 12 people, if you want it to be fun, that are going to, or 10, that are going to check their league. For football weekly mm-hmm. and for baseball and basketball daily. And what tends to happen is unless you have 12 or 10 people that are 12 that are yeah. going to check this every day. And I've found that in a lot of leagues, there's always one. I mean, not in the ones that are like hardcore, kind of yeah. like the one we're in with all those guys. But like in every other league I've ever been in, there's always one. And then for baseball, I think I did it for 2 years. The 2 years I did it, there was like 4 or 5. And then...
Especially as the season progresses.
Yeah, it sucked for both people because it's like, I don't really care. And I didn't think about to those other 7 people who do really, really care that it's like that I'm taking away from their fun.
Yeah.
So that's my advice to you. If you join a fantasy league, check your lineup.
Yes.
Just so you don't take away from other people.
Because like the whole point is to like, you know, it's a competitive thing. You're talking to someone about it and it's like, oh... And it's just like, well, I didn't check, so I don't even know what's going on. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, okay, then I feel like I'm playing myself.
Exactly. And like, if you're going to do it, you know, kind of commit, even mm-hmm. if you draft a crappy team, even if you lose. That's why I gave Lath so many props. He went 1-11.
But he did not quit. Yeah,
exactly.
We wouldn't let him quit either. We're like, Lath, you can do it. I mean, we were trying to help him too.
Yeah. But and then he came back this year and he had a solid draft.
He did.
So
he did.
And that's what's cool is. Most people just get discouraged after starting 0-5 and be like, I'm not going to check this anymore. And it sucks because, like I said, you're taking away from fun, especially when you have money involved and you mm-hmm. have somebody.
If it's a free league, it's kind of different.
Yeah, even then, if it's a free league, go F yourself and go.
I'm in a free league.
Do you check your lineup every day?
Yeah.
Well, then you're fine. I'm talking about those people that are in free leagues that don't check their lineup. Because we do it for money, so there's obviously a little more to gain. But then there's those people who are in free leagues just because it's fun.
Yeah.
I know somebody who's in a league, and they literally their prize is a trophy. It was like a $10 trophy, but there's no money involved, and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's don't take away from the fun. If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Go. I mean, my fantasy baseball league, unfortunately, I have fallen into that.
Oh, well, I don't. I mean, yeah, I'm now feel bad. I feel like I just insulted you.
No. No, I completely agree.
F you, Matt.
I agree. I agree. No, because I haven't checked and I'm still winning. So I'm sure people are like infuriated that I'm on like a 4-game win streak and I haven't checked my lineup.
Some pitcher that's like broke his arm. He's playing anymore.
But I have Madison Bumgarner, Scherzer, and like Greinke in that league. So like I just have like 3 dominant pitchers. So I just keep them in and I just win somehow. No, I mean, I completely agree. I feel bad. I mean, I remember the first baseball league I ever played in. The mm-hmm. championship came down between me and one other guy. And we were the only two by halfway through the season who continued to check our teams daily or even at all.
Yeah.
And it sucks. It does suck, and I admit that, and I feel bad. But, I mean, this is, like, a bunch of people I don't know, so I don't feel as bad.
Them, right?
And the message board, like, the message boards aren't really popping
send them
up
hate mail.
A lot. Hey, they're fellow Giants fans, all right? I'm not going to do that.
I was just
you're the reason we blow everything in the 9th inning this season. God, God. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, me either.
It makes me cry.
Let's keep talking about other things.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fun if you actually check it every week. So I'm probably not going to play baseball anymore. I've tried for like 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I don't have the... I mean, it's very much time-consuming. I think baseball works better in a daily fantasy sense.
And also, I think... Like I said, football is the lazy man. I think that's why I don't like baseball is there's so many players and so many, not so many positions, but just so many players that you really have to do your research. Like,
yeah.
You have to like find out who's coming up in the farms of some teams. And you're like, it's like, no, I don't want to do that much research. I just want to look up Matthew Berry's top 200 and pick from there. I don't want to
look. Imagine if you were doing a dynasty baseball. Having to pick rookies all the time because there's only like like three rookies ever talked about each season in baseball.
Yeah.
And compared to like every rookie in the NFL that's talked about.
Yeah, I just imagined that and now I have a headache. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I see the blood. Tim, you might want to check your nose. There's some blood coming out. Oh, geez. Stop thinking.
I couldn't do it. It's a lot. I mean, I already do a decent amount of research for fantasy football.
Yeah.
I couldn't even fathom.
I commend the people that do it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And like follow religiously and are in dynasty and keeper leagues.
You're better people than the rest of us.
Yeah.
So don't get it wrong. We're just idiots and we just can't keep up with you. So we just get mad at things we don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. The great minds of our time play fantasy baseball. I think it's proven Plato and Aristotle.
Yeah.
Fantasy baseball
guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they drafted themselves first, of course, because they're arrogant. But yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So, and then you got daily fantasy sports, which is different.
Yeah.
So everything we've been talking about so far is like 12 teams in a league. You know, it's usually people you know. You mean you can join online in any random league. And there's actually players who will sign up under pseudonyms and play in random leagues. Yeah, like Ben Watson and like Jeremy Hill, they'll put different names. And so there are people out there in leagues with those guys that have no idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, I like them more.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Like Jeremy Hill even came out. I saw him on a Sports Center one time. And they're like, talk about your production because you haven't been. It was the season he was just doing nothing like 3 years ago.
That was last year.
Or was it last
year?
Or maybe 2 years ago, I think.
It was really good 2 years ago.
Okay, then it was last year. Yeah. But he came out and he's just like, I'm sorry, everybody. Like Maurice Jones-Drew did the same thing. He's like, I'm terrible right now. Don't play me. If you play fantasy, do not play me right now. When I get better, I'll let you know. But right now, I'm terrible and I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't start me.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you have those other players that like that don't care because they're like, you know, they're above that and they say, cut me. I don't care about your fantasy team. I can't remember who said that.
Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, it's cool that players actually get it. I mean, it makes the game fun. Definitely. Because there are people who like buy jerseys based off some guy that like wins their league for them every year, you know? Yeah,
Beanie Wells. I'll never forget that jersey that I threw away.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Because nobody remembers that guy except for me.
Because he won me my league 1 year. I mean, it'd be like last year if I got me an Antonio Brown jersey or something. You
yeah.
Because him and Ben Roethlisberger just carried me to the finals.
Yeah. And that,
yeah.
I don't want to
okay, so daily
year.
Fantasy sports since we got sidetracked. So, yeah, there's the leagues and everything. So daily fantasy is like DraftKings and FanDuel mm-hmm. where you hear all about this. And it's more gambling than anything.
Yeah.
But they call it fantasy sports. I kind of see it as gambling. My dad's really getting into it. He likes to do that more. He doesn't put too much into it, but like, and through the course of the season, obviously you can go up and down, and he realized last season he should have taken money out instead of keeping it in there and keep playing with it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
so he won, like, a couple times and then.
Oh, he won a few times and then just kind of left it in there. It was like, oh, I should have taken this out. But so I mean, that's where it gets weird. Because that, I mean, it's, I think baseball works better for daily fantasy because you can change your lineup every day. So if someone's really streaky, which is the only time it's good to say someone's streaky.
Yeah.
It was just in fantasy. Otherwise, if you just walk up
would
here,
you say that
guy's
someone
really streaky.
Running naked across the park would be streaky?
Streaking.
No, but he like, that guy's pretty streaky right now. Oh, he's super streaky. He's not wearing.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a normal context to use that word in describing someone. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, for daily fantasy, at least, I think it works a lot better for baseball because you can see who's hot and switch things up. And you don't have to worry about, oh, you know, drafting pitchers on a different rotation for your whole entire season. So, I mean, that at least that value is good.
Yeah.
With at least, have you ever played too much daily fantasy?
I haven't with football. I've seen a lot of people do it. And I've just looked. I've looked at it, and I just feel like it's very difficult. And for football, I feel like it'd be kind of hard to even win money because people's lineups are very similar.
Yeah,
and obviously everyone's going to start, you know, the number one at every position.
Yeah,
I mean only.
Well, you have a certain amount you can spend, so essentially you get a limit. Yeah. So essentially, like it gives you it gives you a limit.
Really an auction, but yeah, I know what you mean.
And then you have that much money to spend on players, so you can't get the number one in each because you'd go over. So you have to. It is strategic.
Yeah, in a sense, like so you'd have to. But yeah, I mean, I've never done football, and like you said, it's better in baseball. I've actually done it for basketball for a couple days, and it was like sign up now, get $20.
Yeah.
And my boss showed me, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And he doesn't even watch basketball. He was like, boom, 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 boom. And the next day, he won $80 off random guys. So I was like, oh, like, I'll get into it. But classic Tim and his over analytics in basketball. I was like, Tyreek Evans, dude, that guy's so underrated. Yeah, I'll take him. Off. No, he did not go off. I lost all that $20. But it was a lot of fun because you're picking your team, and rather than even just facing one person. You're facing the one people. Rather than facing just one person, you're actually competing against, I believe, everybody that day to have, in some cases, you're competing to have the best points, the most amount of points. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's a range. For the one I was doing, there's a range. It's like you can have either between 180 and 190, and you'll get this much money. And if you get in the upper percentages, you win more money.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I only won like once or twice. And then I burned through all that free money.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, and I did enjoy it. I didn't. Obviously, it's not something – I'm not a big gambler as it is. So it's hard for me to justify just like $20. $20.
Yeah, and then, same here. Because
eventually you'll just start 50, 100 because you really – So here. It was fun. I did enjoy my time. If DraftKings would like to give me more free money, you can send it to me at my Venmo account, which is at TimAndCavo22. I think that's it.
You can be like that guy in College Game Day.
But yeah, I enjoyed it, and I can see why a lot of people get into it because, like in the case of my boss, where he just
are we talking about Dave?
Matt.
Oh, gotcha. I know Dave likes to throw money at football games.
Dave did too. Actually, I forgot. Dave actually does a lot of
He throws down a lot on football.
He does DraftKings for football, but Matt did it for basketball. You know, he doesn't watch basketball at all, and he was hit or miss, but it was fun for him. He was just like, oh, sure, you, Bob's your uncle, sure.
Yeah.
And so for someone like him, you know, he has that $20-$40 because he wants to, and it's fun for him. Whereas, you know, me, he's not doing fantasy football where he dropped, I spent $200 in fantasy football. I'd say I'm not much of a gambler. Yeah. There I go. Basically throwing away $50 if my team sucks, but he could take it's in his world. He could take that $200 that I spent and put that in DraftKings and do it for a little bit, and then when it's done, it's over. He's done. I don't know if he does it much anymore, but he did for a time. But like I said, he got me into it for a little bit, and I thoroughly enjoyed my 3 days of DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, so the way I understand it, yeah, there's the games where you can join a league, as they call it. And if you're in like a top percentile of points, you get money. But I guess there's also head-to-head ones too. It's like gambling. There's so many different versions, but I have zero idea really how to play. And personally, I don't want to get into it because I know I would probably throw some money I don't want to spend down on.
Yeah, that's why I didn't look too much farther into that because I know, especially for basketball, oh man, I would just go crazy because.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once you get that one big win, you're like, I know so much. I know everything about sports. I'm going to keep doing this. And then you lose all your money. Like, oh, I should get that money back.
Yeah.
You put more money in, and then the slippery slope.
That's
how they get you.
I mean, that's gambling.
Oh, they got me.
And there's a reason it's outlawed in, like, New York and a couple states.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, like, New Mexico or something.
Yeah, something like the states
Old where they Mexico, it's allowed, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, states where they don't allow gambling, I think they've outlawed.
Yeah, there's a couple states. I'm not sure which. It always says in the commercial.
I know
the
it's
very
New
bottom.
York and then a couple others.
Yeah, two others.
Because when it happened in New York, it was a huge deal.
Yeah, I think there's a lawsuit. I don't know.
Yeah, they're trying to file like a class action or something against them and trying to reverse the decision.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, New York's weird though, because like they wouldn't
New
even.
New York is weird. That's
just
a fact.
They just. I think they're. I'm not sure if it's actually happened yet, but I don't think MMA is allowed.
Like there?
Yeah. You're not allowed to like have MMA fights.
Can you watch them there?
I think you can watch them, but you can't, like, they can't hold it. That's why you never see, that's why they do a lot in, like, Las Vegas and stuff, because you're not actually allowed, they can't hold UFC fights in New York.
Hmm. Didn't know that.
I'm not sure if it just got overturned or if they're working on getting that overturned. I couldn't remember. But, yeah, New York has got some weird laws like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, but, yeah. So, let's see. Do you have any advice for people who are looking to get into fantasy sports?
Don't draft your own team.
There you go. Number one. It's okay to take one homer pick.
Yeah, I always try and get one, because every team has one good player, yeah. Except for the Rams.
Don't reach for that person, though.
Yeah.
Meaning, don't over... If they're far down and you don't think you're going to get them, don't just take them anyways. If you're not going to get it, don't worry about it.
Leave it.
I think I only have like one Niner player in one league.
Yeah, I think I have.
I got Torrey Smith in like the ninth round.
David Johnson
somewhere.
In one league, and that's it.
Yeah.
More advice. Have fun with it. As competitive as we get, we're doing this for fun. We're doing this to watch sports.
We're doing it. I honestly think of it as like $50 to be able to I spend $50 for an entire season to get to talk to my friends and have fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some like real advice.
I would say if you're going to get into it with people you know.
Yeah, agreed. A lot of people that I know start with joining a free league where they don't know anybody, and that's because they don't want to lose to their friends. That's one way to go. But even then, I think it's more fun that you have to go through that. It's like your initiation into the league. Just get.
We'll just use late.
Get dominated just get by
wrecked.
Your friends. I
get
mean, I've known a lot of people besides like my first year in a league. In a league, I was like, I'm gonna do so. Like, I don't know football, but I got I can't remember. I think I had Steve Slayton, who is non-existent now. He was good for a year, and I think I went like 4-9. I was not even a person. And I think, like I said, it's like your initiation to just get destroyed by everyone, and everyone just be like, you don't know what you're doing, but you take that as motivation into your next year. Be like, okay, I need to watch a little more football. I need to maybe read one thing, because I know there's people who read and watch all these podcasts on this research. I mean, even being at this draft, you saw I had so many like just little articles and all these players, and then I was ranking them and stuff. But even at the end of the day, I read those and I see who's available, and it's just like, well, this goes out the window because I need this.
Yeah, totally. It's honestly, sometimes it just becomes best available after a certain while.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say, like in the case of Lath, he got destroyed, but he wasn't afraid to ask questions, to get help. Because if it's your first time, unless someone's a total like douche about it, they're going to help you.
Yeah.
Because all of us, if Lath ever came to us like, oh, I really don't know who to start, because he didn't know football all that well, we're like, okay, so here's what you're looking at. Here's why this person's good. Here's why this person's bad. And he watched football with us over the course of the season. He started to understand. And now he actually drafted a pretty dang good team.
Yeah,
agreed. I'm playing him this week, and I'm like, wow, we're going to have a good game.
So
don't be afraid to ask questions, because honestly, fantasy sports is a very inclusive community.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone's welcome. And so if you have friends, always do it with friends, even if you're going to lose $50 bucks. Like, it's worth it, because I remember the first time I played, I think I got like six, and I was like, oh, wow. But, you know, you get better, and I was asking for help.
Or you get worse. It can go either way.
I had one league where I was like, you know what? I had so many leagues. It's like, all right, this is where I'm going to go with my balls out league. You know, just do all these crazy things. Don't do that. Play smart, you know? Be conservative.
And like we said earlier, it's very important to commit like as best you can to a fantasy sport. you know, check your lineup. Even if you're just literally taking someone out that's injured and you're putting in somebody you don't know, just do it just because you're taking away from the fun. From it's you know, it's a give and take kind of thing. Lastly, I want one, you know, solid piece of advice.
If you lose, take your punishment.
What do you mean?
Bryant still has to do his.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He's going to do it, but
I think it's just, you know, lack of planning. We haven't really.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, he's still very optimistic. I mean, he's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Just let me know when.
Yeah.
So some leagues, winner for like first through third get money, and then the loser, so that way you don't give up once playoff comes, have to do something embarrassing.
Which incentivizes setting your lineup.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, and keeping engaged, and that's part of the reason why it's like, oh, don't give up. Because Brian totally did, and now he has to wear an embarrassing outfit to a bar one night with
us. It was almost me. People forget that. I was 11, yeah. And I tried so hard.
I remember you in the playoffs like, no, like that last game, you were so worried.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just have fun with it. I would say that's the biggest thing. Just have fun with it. Don't, I mean, take it serious enough that you, like, commit and you know what you're talking about, but it's not life.
Yeah. I'd say the last thing is don't be a fantasy snob, too.
You ooh, know? Yeah.
That's a big one. People are like, oh, you're going to take him in the third round? Like, oh, you don't like.
Cody!
I would say if I know other people, and I mean.
Cody gives the worst trades. I'll tell you one later.
But I'm just saying that, you know, we're all, like I said earlier, we're all doing the same research. We all kind of know the same things. And if you know some stuff, you don't have to kind of rub in your face like, well, I know that the Jets have the worst run defense in the league, so that pick sucks. Like, I just think, you know, we all have our reasons for taking someone. Unless someone takes an absolute dumpster, or unless you draft somebody that's not even in the league, or you draft a fourth rounder. I mean, if you draft somebody who's not even starting.
Or you take Deion Lewis in the third round this year because a magazine told you to.
The thing is that, like, everyone trolls, but you don't have to, like, try and rub it in your face that you think you know more. Because at the end of the day,
there's only a real-life fantasy football
analyst. Like,
there's only so much information out there, everyone has the access to all of it. So don't think you know more than anyone else, because anyone
I could Google the same stuff.
Exactly. I can go listen to 1 week of Fantasy Focus and know exactly as much as you do that
right,
week.
Right, right.
I listen to it every day.
I don't, and I know more than you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You know what? This podcast is over. But speaking of which, I think that's a great point to end. You got any plugs you want to do?
No.
You don't want anyone to follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I mean, any of that?
Facebook, probably not. I don't use as much. Don't have a Twitter. If you want an Instagram, I mean, T_bone with a 0 for the O. Probably going to change that soon because I made that forever ago. And I'm saying that out loud. I realize how dumb it sounds.
It's okay. All my accounts have to do with flannel.
Oh, yeah. Well, flannel.
I wear a lot of flannel. I've worn flannel my entire life.
You were born in a flannel shirt.
Dude, honestly, everyone's like, oh, you wear flannel and a beard? You're a hipster. I'm like, I've been wearing this.
And you drink quad IPAs, and I'm just kidding.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Everything I do should be technically hipster, but I'm the least hipstery person, I think. Like, I don't like most.
Yeah,
hipsters.
You don't
like,
curl your mustache or wear glasses that don't correct your vision. So
yeah, and I'm not a snob about things. Like I like things that hipsters like, but I share it with everyone. I try to get everyone into it instead of trying to keep it
you're
exclusive.
Like a half hipster.
Yeah, I mean, I like the things, but I mean, that's just like the normal stuff. Like, I've just literally things that I've always wanted a beard. They just happened to be popular when I was able to grow one finally. That didn't look Amish. In the high school, it was just a straight neck beard. Yeah, imagine that. It's pretty bad. I shouldn't have done it.
I don't have to imagine it. That's all I can grow.
Saying on me. Imagine this, but like here. And so, I mean, I've loved craft beer since I turned 21. Mm-hmm. I remember the first IPA I ever had. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
What was it?
Lagunitas. Lagunitas IPA was the first IPA I ever had.
It's good stuff.
And ever since then, I've gone down rabbit holes, and I find small breweries, and See, that's the thing. I like supporting these things, and I want everything to grow big, so that way everything's out there. You know, mm-hmm. It's like a free market, right?
Yeah.
If something's good, you want it more out there so that it's more easily accessible.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know, I want everything good.
Makes
dollars. I will take everyone to every small place that I can know just so that more people know about it. I mean, how many people knew in our group knew about Crazy Harry's until me and Carly went there and started bringing Carly everyone there?
Did not know about it until, yeah, you introduced that to me. You've actually introduced a lot of places to me. So, but.
See, that's the thing. I could keep them inclusive and be a hipster about it.
You could.
But I don't. And I've literally worn flannel since I was in middle school.
It's a lot of sweat.
Yeah.
Even in summer, just...
That's my Instagram handle, flannel just, shirts and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, my God. That sounds terrible. I'm sweating right now thinking about it.
Well, the thing is, I work a lot of nights. So I use flannel as a coat more than I do actual jackets.
Okay.
Because I wear beanies and hats a lot, so I use flannels more as...
You're using a lot of hipster language for someone that's not a hipster.
See, that's the thing. Like, everything I like is hipstery, but I hate hipsters. Like, I don't want anything to be exclusive. Like, I just want everything cheap and for everyone. No, I know. It bugs me to this day.
I can
every
tell.
Time I think about
you're
it.
You're very defensive, and I'm just messing
I'm
with
not
you.
A... I just hate the fact that I love a
Chewbacca noise.
I'm into subcultures, but I want subcultures to be mainstream.
Interesting.
Yeah, I want everyone to like pop punk. Like, I don't know.
That seems...
God, I'm just going to end it here. Right. I just talked myself into a hole. All right. Well, I'm going to go. I think I'm just going to go start hating things because they're popular now.
Yeah,
and just
you should
accept it.
You might as well at this point just accept it. Just embrace it.
You know what? I'm done with podcasts. There's too many of them. So, all right. Well, thanks for doing this, man.
Of course. Of course. It was good times.
Yeah. I'm glad I finally got you on with your busy schedule.
Yeah. I'm glad to be on. I'm hoping to make a return once you make some rounds. I have some more. I was in the bathroom earlier. I thought of like, man, I could have talked about like eight other things, but I think we had some solid talks here. And
yeah, next time probably be a food podcast,
maybe. Or basketball,
no,
or food.
I'm not gonna do basketball anymore.
Maybe one more.
No,
we'll see. Yeah,
maybe towards the end of the season next year.
Okay. All right, food it is then.
All right, food. All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. I hope that inspired some of you, if you don't play already, or maybe you used to play, to jump back in. It's really fun. Play for free. You can play for money. You can do whatever you want with it. Join a league with your friends. Join a league with random people online. Doesn't matter. Just have fun and enjoy. It helps you enjoy sports. If you are looking to get into sports, maybe, this is a good way to definitely do it. So time for the plugs. Follow the podcast on Twitter at BTJMOpod, on Facebook at facebook.com/BTJMOpod. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, whatever podcast app you have. The more 5-star reviews the podcast gets, the better it is for the algorithm that boosts it into people's eyesights, so that way this podcast can keep growing. If you want to email the podcast, but that's just my opinion, pod@gmail.com. Love to get some emails from you guys. I'll answer any question you guys have. So the song this week is by Seaway. It's called Best Mistake. They're an up-and-coming pop-punk band out of Canada. I've seen them a couple times. They're awesome, really fun live band. I really enjoy listening to them and seeing them live, and they're just a good time. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
that's above me.